Someone had asked about opening up soda cans on Shabbos. So soda cans on Shabbos, or opening anything on Shabbos, really entails six different potential malachas. So it's very confusing. Each application is a little tricky. So I'll just kind of list off, rattle off the six different malachas and discuss briefly about soda cans. So the first issue is sosa b'kelim, breaking kelim. Number two is korea, tearing kelim. Number three is makbeh patish, making a new opening. Number four is mechatech, cutting something that's on the dotted line, something exact measure. Number five is bin b'kelim, making a new kli, because now you've made something closed, now it's open, and you could store things in there. And number six is mechika, erasing letters. So those are the six malachas rattled off. Let's go one by one a little bit, and then we'll apply it to a soda can. With respect to a steer b'kelim, breaking a keli, breaking apart, so there's two reasons why one would be allowed to do this. Either you'd hold in general, there's machlokas, whether we say, yesh binin v'stir b'kelim o ein steer binin v'stir b'kelim. Is there such a concept of building kelim and destroying, or we don't say that by kelim? That's a machlokas. So according to Rashi, he says, ein binin v'stir b'kelim, there's no problem of building or destroying kelim, and therefore it's certainly not an issue. We paskin, like the other Sharam, Shulchan Aruch says, there is yesh binin v'stir b'kelim. So how is allowed? How can you break open a bag, a can, a container? Because when it comes to material that's what the Gemara calls a mushtigi, which is a very garua material, very inferior material, that's not called a keli. It has to be something significant. So something like a metal pot, that would be a problem. But a soda can, which is, I guess, thicker aluminum, it's not such a clean, not such a strong material. It's very temporary. That would not be a violation, even if you in general hold yesh binin v'stir b'kelim. Here, we would not apply that. So there's no issue of stir b'kelim. With respect to korea, tearing it open, would that be a problem? You can't tear things open. That's korea. Even though korea almanas litvor is the deraisa. If it's korea shelo almanas litvor, to rip without tearing, that's only an iser midrabanan. It's still an iser midrabanan. How is that allowed? So if there's a Gemara in Shabbos daf kuf mem, which talks about a case where they create a basket. They fasten the basket, and there are dates inside. The Gemara says you could tear open the basket in order to get to the dates. Why? That's compared to tearing open a nut shell to get to the nut inside, because the shell is considered tuffel to the food. The basket's tuffel to the food. The bag is tuffel to the food. So the soda can's tuffel to the food, and therefore it's not considered tearing a bag, tearing a kli. It's considered getting the food, extracting the food out, and therefore it's not a problem of korea either. Makbeh patish. How is makbeh patish? So makbeh patish, when a person creates a new pesach, a new opening. Before the can was closed, the container was closed, the bag was closed. Now you make an opening. That's considered a new opening. That's a problem. So one has to define when's considered opening, when's considered torn apart. If I take a pack and just rip it open, that's not an opening, that's just I ripped the bag apart. If you open a little bit and there's an opening, that would be a problem of creating a Pesach of Makkah B'Patish on Shabbos. The Gemara says there are two types of openings. One is a Deraisa, one is a Derabanan. If it's a type of a Pesach that's made to be Machnis Umotzi, that you're able to take food out and put food in, or whatever you're using it for, to put things in, take things out, that's an Isser Midraisa because it's Machnis Umoti. But if it's a Pesach that's only able to do one, not the other, to take things out and not to put things in, or to put things in, not to take things out, that would only be an Isser Midrabanan. So that might be a very serious problem of the Pesach here, of opening the soda can. In terms of binin b'kelim, building a kli, we said the issue was when you open the bag, you have a new bag, a new function. Because beforehand, it was just meant to close, protect that which was inside. But now you open it up, you could store things and put things in, put things out. There's a new purpose, a new function. That would be probably an issue of a binyan. So the poskim say, since this is something that you're eventually going to throw the bag out, throw the box out, throw the container out, it's not an issue of binyan either. So we've neutralized binyan. If you're keeping track still, right now we have an issue of mechatech, of tearing, opening the soda can top, and an issue of making a nice hole, a pesach. Those are the two issues. In terms of mechika, that's not relevant with soda can because there's no writing there, but that is something you have to keep in mind when opening bags when it comes to mechika. So again, just to recap before we apply this to a soda can, you said there's no problem of steer b'kelim because the can is not really a serious material. There's no issue of korea because you're not trying to tear baggage, you're trying to get food out. There might be an issue of makbeh patish or making a hole. Might be an issue of mechatech. Binyan b'kelim is not an issue either because you plan to throw the soda can out afterwards. So what do you say about makbeh patish? What do you say about mechatech? So this is a big machlokes in the poskim, what to do about soda cans. So Rav Yashiv and I think most poskim are machmir not to open up soda cans on Shabbos. The reason being is because when you pull the lid, I guess you'd call it, open up, you've now been, you've mechatech, you have an exact measure of that hole you just made, and also it's makir patish, you created a new hole on Shabbos. So if there's mechatech plus makir patish, that's Rav Yashiv, that's most poskim, or Shabbos, as it's many, many others. There is, however, the sheet of Rav Shlomo Zalman, who's Mekel, and Halicha Shlomo, rather, Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Simon Yud Beis, where he says this might be allowed. He says it is allowed, in his understanding, and that's because it's a chad pa'mi, it's a temporary thing, it's a one-time use, no one keeps the soda can. And therefore, even though you've created a Pesach is only considered a binyan if it's a keli that's going to stay for a long time. When it comes to mechatech, mechatech is only relevant if you plan to cut something out by the measurement, by the midah, to use it for a long period of time. But since a soda can is chad pa'mi, it's only a one-time use, the binyan's not binyan, the mechatech is in mechatech, and therefore Rav Shlomo Zalman is a mekel with respect to soda can. So some are mekel, some are not. Rav Weinberg, I believe, is mekel. I know many poskim who are mekel, but I think most poskim were machmir, so yesh for yesh, whatever your minhag the family is, it's fine. What do you want to do in your own home? I just presented for you, to you what you want to decide to do. These are the shitas out there. Either way, you can't go wrong. There are other ways to open up soda cans if you don't want to take the avenue of just pulling the ring. You could also, you know, kind of jam a hole in the bottom of it, and now you've and open up not the nice mechatech, but make enough holes out there to pour it out. That would be perhaps another way about doing this. But again, yesh for yesh, and I guess we'll stop here. Tomorrow night, I'm planning on talking about an interesting case that was asked in the chat. Someone asked about putting a mezuzah on their truck. They know a truck driver, and the truck driver sleeps in the truck 3 weeks out of the month. So is that considered a dira? Does that require a mezuzah? I also know some people who have boats now. Boats have bedrooms on them. So if someone was on a boat, has two bedrooms in the boat, does that require mezuzah on that? So that, I think I'm going to talk about that together. Mezuzahs on boats and trucks, and I'll talk about cars as well. Okay, everyone have a good evening.